know the last time I laughed this hard was on the trampoline in somebody's backyard. I must have been about 8 or 9. That was the night I fell off and broke my arm. Pretty soon I learned cautious discretion when your first crush crushes something kind. When I said I don't believe in marriage, that was a lie. Every eldest daughter was the first lamb to the slaughter. So we all dressed up as wolves and we looked fire. But I'm not the baddest, and this isn't savage. But I'm never gonna let you down. I'm never gonna leave you out. So many traitors, smooth operators. But I'm never gonna break that vow. I'm never gonna leave you now. We lie back, a beautiful, beautiful time lapse.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM.
90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. It's 10:04. And it's time for Old School Vinyl with the Old Professor. Welcome. First, let's take a look at our Wony Weekly Update. There'll be a Student Association Town Hall meeting at 6 tonight in IRC Lecture Hall 1. Now, this is your chance to make your voice heard directly to the Student Association and administration that will be in attendance. What's on your mind? Red Dragon Reading Series continues tonight at 7 in the Martin Mullen Gallery of the Fine Arts Building. Readings will feature novelist Libby Cudmore and poet Bertha Rogers. And get ready for the Battle of the Hills tomorrow night, 7:30 in the Dual Arena, as the men's Dragons basketball team take on those Hardwick Hawks. Women's team is also set to battle. Same place, 5:30 tip-off time for that. So we'll have more campus news and events during the next hour. Good thing our sports are moving indoors. Because 12 News Binghamton's meteorology team says it's going to feel a bit wintry around here today. It's break out the snowbrush day. You did that today. First snow, oh boy. Well, today we're looking at a chance of snow showers. High of 34, low tonight 28. Right until Sunday, we'll continue to see a chance of rain showers with highs in the low to mid 40s. Overnights dropping into the low to mid 30s. So it's winter is upon us. Break out the snowbrush day. Yuck. All right. Old School Vinyl. Mark Simonson, Professor Simonson, the prof, as some call me. Dust off my old 45s, dust off the albums, play some album cuts, songs you know, songs you don't know, artists you probably do know. And we got a theme of the week. We're going to, of course, look at campus and local history in 2000 and in 1975. Next hour, we'll give a tribute to our veterans since it is Veterans Day. We're the 11th hour of the 11th day, known in 1918 as Armistice Day. Kind of in a 1985 mood today. We'll check into that this and next hour as well. That's what we're up to at Old School Vinyl. We'll get to it. Old School Vinyl. Old Professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Oh,
90.9 WONY. With old school vinyl and the old professor speaking at 27 past 10 now, if you're looking. In this last set, old school vinyl, we heard Styx and The Grand Illusion. And we must let the show go on. Indeed. That's Three Dog Night. We heard Prince, When Doves Cry. When we started out, we heard Quarter Flash. Find Another Fool. Indeed. More to come. Snowbrush Breakout Day. There's my theme I thought of on the way away here today. Yeah, only about, we could have till Thanksgiving break. Then, oh no, end of the semester. You know, it's SUNY Oneonta. Life can feel like a lot. You know, you got your classes, you got your work, you got your friendships, pressure, overbearing professors. That wouldn't be me, no. You know, sometimes it's enough to make anyone feel kind of stuck. But you're not alone. The SUNY Oneonta Counseling Center is here for you. Free, confidential, and honestly, it helps just to talk it out. So take a breath. Take that step. Check in with yourself. And if you need to, check in with the center. Because your mental health matters. So do you. Contact oneonta.edu/counseling-center for appointments. That's oneonta.edu/counseling-center. That's a public service announcement from 90.9 WONY. Written by one of my media writing students, Juliet Noel. Well done. So it's old school vinyl. I'm here till noon today. We won't have a jukebox journey today. Johnny G's on a break. He's on a wedding anniversary. Get away with his wife, so he's taking the day off. Missing this for that. So, come on. We'll hear Lucas's lit tunes this afternoon. We'll also hear LFM. And, of course, our medleys, mixes of Matty B. Lawson will be in with the Folk Fest tonight. I see he's gone to a two-hour show now, so that's good. So keep it right here. First time here? Well, I'm the professor, old school vinyl with the old professor. And we play album cuts. We play hits you know. Songs you don't know. Artists probably you do know. All a mix. And let's continue. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
look what you're doing to me. I'm a dilly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. What you're doing to me, I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
90.9. W-O-N-Y. I caught you tapping your toe. Yeah. It's old school vinyl. In that set, danced around the kitchen, maybe, I don't know, on tape delay. We heard the Isley Brothers. Live it up. Should be fun. It should be automatic. We heard the Pointer Sisters in there. From 1975, we heard BT Express. A song called Express. It only takes a minute to fall in love. 1975 as well, from Tavares. With the old professor, hello there. 10:50, 10 till 11. Setting us up for a little bit of a look back at history. 1975, campus around the state, around Oneonta. New York City's fiscal problems continue to generate concern around campus here. Default could mean bad things for SUNY students in Oneonta. So another mass rally was set for November 12th in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Be concerned. We cannot sit by passively and let things happen to us. We must be active and make things occur. That's something out of the State Times. Even though the weather was lousy, over 1,100 packed the union for that. There was a rumor going around briefly that SUCO might close because of all this, but that was quickly quashed. Feelings around campus. State Times, they had this roving reporter by Dennis Handler. He went and asked, how do you think the federal government should help New York City with its financial problems? Everybody interviewed kind of agreed. Barbara, for example, said yes, because it's a very influential city, and if it defaults, the state will default, and it's going to affect the whole country. Pretty unanimous. That's what was going on. Red Dragon soccer was hot. The team was off to the NCAA tournament. This is back when we were in Division I. First test coming was against Cornell University in Ithaca. That'll be played over there. Over on the other hill, Hartwick was ready to host Army in the NCAAs on Elmore Field. The big question was, if Hartwick and Oneonta win, will there be a fourth annual battle between Hartwick and Oneonta in Oneonta? I'm going to keep you in suspense on that one. So that's what was going on. Around the campus, around the state. Should be interesting to see what happens in New York City come January 1, eh? The same. So this is old school vinyl. We'll continue now. Coming up in the next hour, we'll pay a tribute to our veterans. Please say thanks. Let's continue now. Old school vinyl, old professor on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Score you, hit me with the shovel, I'm sincere.